11 people died when an oil rig exploded in 2010, triggering a deep water well blowout that gushed oil for nearly 3 months and devastated coastal communities and marine ecosystems. According to U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, the deal addresses all outstanding federal and state claims, including Clean Water Act civil penalties and natural resource damages, as well as significant economic claims with the impacted state and local governments. But the settlement does not cover thousands of civil cases still pending and doesn't include monies paid as part of a 2012 settlement with residents and businesses in the Gulf Coast region. Joining us to discuss the settlement is Jayesha Dutta, coordinator for the Gulf Future Coalition. Welcome back to FSRN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
First, what can you tell us about the specifics of the deal announced today?
We know that $18.7 billion will be coming through BP to the Gulf Coast for a variety of restoration projects, going to the five different states in some pretty complicated formulas that have been allocated by the Treasury Department and, you know, through a variety of policy mechanisms and processes. We don't know exactly which projects will be funded. We don't know, who the contracts are going to go to, whether or not these will actually produce jobs for people in our region. We don't know how many of those projects will be economic recovery projects as opposed to environmental recovery projects. So there's still a lot of questions. What we do know at this point is how much money to expect, which was a big question, and we didn't know when that question would be answered. And some people thought it wouldn't be for, 5-10 years. So now we know the amount. We know it'll be coming sooner than expected. But at this point, with all the unknowns in terms of the ongoing impacts, this settlement doesn't even begin to cover the public health impacts, the continuing impacts on our fisheries. So, it's great news that we're going to be getting some funds coming, but we're also pretty concerned that we might be letting BP off the hook for, too little, too late.
What's the current status of the damages wrought by the spill? How are people who rely on the Gulf for their livelihoods faring? And what's the state of the Gulf ecosystem more than 5 years after the disaster?
We are finding that particularly the fisher folks are very concerned about their catch being reduced pretty significantly. Folks are going out into their boats and not catching nearly the same level of fish that they once were. And in our region, that is, a really big part of the economy, particularly us in the coastal regions. So that's an ongoing impact that we don't know what or why, but most folks are pretty convinced the oil spill has a pretty big part of the equation in what's happening. We also are finding ongoing public health impacts, which there was never any correction made in, the policies that BP were held accountable to. The Clean Water Act penalties is a large part of where these funds are coming from, but we never created any system for the folks who are suffering from public health issues, the oil spill, rescue workers, people who went down to clean up the oil are continuing to find themselves getting sick, and there's really no way for those folks to access any funds for their ongoing health costs. People are continuing to die. And then, lastly, we also know that, despite 5 years later, there's been some progress made. We're also concerned that there aren't greater safety protections and regulations for oil workers. We know that 11 folks died that day, and at this moment, 5 years later, there's no safety regulations in place to make the oil workers any safer than they were 5 years ago.
Jayesha Dutta, more than $18 billion sounds like an enormous amount of money. But does that square with the infrastructure restoration still needed, both in terms of local communities and the environment?
Well, what's happening between the BP oil disaster as well as our regions, kind of highlighting the state our region's in 10 years after Hurricane Katrina, is, you know, we are particularly, you know, where I live in New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana, facing the greatest impacts of climate change in the U.S. as well. So in addition to recovering from this oil disaster, which is the greatest catastrophe we've ever faced, we're also dealing with climate change at the most rapid rate, where we're losing a football field of land every 40, 42 minutes in Louisiana. So there's, you know, there are these coastal restoration master plans that, you know, for example, Louisiana has, that are in the, in order to fully implement and protect our communities and our coasts from ongoing impacts of climate change, are in the hundreds of billions of dollars. So in terms of your question of the infrastructure needed, it is well, you know, much, 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 much greater than this amount of money that's coming from BP. So folks who think, you know, yes, this is a great, great moment that we have some funds coming, but it's nowhere near what we need to be able to weather the storms that are to come for our region.
The deal is still tentative. It will be open for public comment and then submitted to the courts for approval. What's important to know as that process moves forward?
I think for, you know, the perspective of the Gulf Future Coalition, which is a group of groups across, you know, the five Gulf Coast states, largely grassroots groups that are often left out of the decision-making table, we are going to be ensuring that as much as we can as citizens on the ground, we watch these funds as they're getting spent. We are holding our decision makers accountable to ensure that there's adequate transparency and public engagement for every project that is proposed and funded. We want to make sure that those contracts that are coming through for these restoration projects provide jobs, particularly jobs for those who have been, you know, struggling in our economy for generations, largely, you know, the poor and marginalized communities of color in our region. We think that this could be a real opportunity to create a new economy based on, you know, restoration and sustainable building instead of extractive industries. So, you know, this is a great opportunity. We definitely have some great hopes for what this could spark in our region in moving us towards a just transition.
Jaisha Dutta is coordinator for the Gulf Future Coalition. For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.